Our first guest today is legendary former Imagineer, Tim Delaney. Tim, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here.
I had an idea to redo the Energy Pavilion. So this was a high-speed flying ride that went into the inner world. It went to the nano world, and you see we compress you in. And it was a ride that flew through that whole building. And I came down here and looked at the Energy Pavilion, and that building is enormous.
We have Don Dorsey and Mark Nichols.
I have brought a short clip to show you of what the Millennium might have been at Epcot had things gone according to the original plan. And this is what we call the crane show. When I saw this, I thought, I'll just wait this out.
So the tank is, it's 24 feet deep, it's 200 feet in diameter. Mm-hmm. The tank holds 5.5 million gallons, and there's another million gallons in the life support system. It was pretty complex. But it made a great show. And we got a restaurant.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for November 4th, 2022. Fantasmic has finally returned to Disney's Hollywood studios after 2.5 years. The show received upgraded lighting and audio systems as well as a new scene. We attended, of course, the official return on November 3rd at the Hollywood Hills Amphitheater. You can watch the video of that performance in full right here on our YouTube channel. Also coming soon, we will have another one of Tom's honest reviews where I'll talk about how I felt about all the changes in the new new is fair. A lot of the show is new, a lot more than just one scene, really. Gertie the Dinosaur isn't the only Disney's Hollywood Studios character getting ready for the holiday season, although she is still the most important, don't get me wrong. But the toys of Toy Story Land have started decorating as well. Near the entrance of the land is a golden macaroni decoration featuring a drawing of Angel Kitty from Toy Story That Time Forgot, a Toy Story Christmas special. Over by Alien Swirling Saucers are giant alien-inspired ornaments. The green ornaments feature three alien eyes and mouths. Red ornament is on the top of the stack, and there's a giant blue ornament at the back. The other ornaments sit by themselves. A giant ham sugar cookie decoration is outside of Woody's lunchbox, and Ham even has a Santa hat. Also, as of today, but not of the writing of the article, Woody has gotten his scarf, and there's also ornaments up at the entrance of the land. The decorations originally debuted in 2018, but have been absent the last 2 years, and now they're back. Walt Disney World has announced the opening dates and some of the treats that will be available at the various gingerbread displays. Beginning November 9th at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, guests can view clouds of cinnamon billowing out of the chimney of the life-size storybook gingerbread house made from a classic Austrian recipe. The house is adorned with white chocolate, candy canes, edible snowflakes, sugar poinsettias, and 25 hidden Mickeys. And along the porches, you'll find an 85-pound chocolate Santa, nutcrackers, toy soldiers, and snowmen that have all been hand-painted by the Grand Floridian Bakery team. As the 50th anniversary celebration at Walt Disney World Resort continues, this year's display will feature colors and accents inspired by the signature iridescent look. You can even get limited edition pins, mugs, holiday ornaments, and treats. Some of the goodies you can purchase from the house include freshly baked homemade items such as gingerbread Mickeys and shingles, stolen bread, brownie Christmas trees, and chocolate peppermint bark. There's house-made gingerbread ornaments and gingerbread houses. New items like the gingerbread latte whoopie pie, and hot cocoa bombs. There's also assorted gingerbread cookie bags, marshmallow pops, and caramel pecan fudge bars. There's also gluten-friendly, plant-based, and no-sugar-added treats, and there's a Grand Floridian combo box featuring assorted fan-favorite treats, including the chocolate Mickey ornament, exclusive to the box. Starting on November 23rd, Animal Kingdom Lodge will be home to a wild display, a life-size gingerbread baby giraffe and baby zebra. This year continues the new tradition begun last year with a life-size baby giraffe, or should we say the gingiraffe, In addition to the gingerbread guests, there's a new animal grazing in the lobby. You'll soon be able to find that baby zebra, which is, again, new for this year. And starting December 6th, you can even purchase a gingerraffe cookie to enjoy. The spinning gingerbread carousel will return to the Beach Club Resort. The carousel and its horses are masterfully created with chocolate, sugar, and fondant, along with hand-painted characters and handcrafted gingerbread shingles and snowflakes decorating the display. What makes this year even more special is that the horses celebrate different Disney princesses. You commemorate your holiday viewing with limited edition pins, mugs, holiday ornaments, and treats, which include the signature stolen bread, candied pecans, the trio of fudge, chocolate-covered marshmallows, snowmen, crispy rice treats, chocolate Mickey cookies, peppermint bark, gingerbread shingles, chocolate gingerbread cookies, and a gingerbread cookie. Across the way, Disney's Boardwalk Inn is sure to impress with its display, which will be returning on November 17th. This incredible gingerbread creation is a miniature edible version of your favorite spot along Crescent Lake, the Boardwalk Deli. Before leaving, be sure to check out some of the treats you can take home, such as the Mickey and Minnie sugar cookies, the Boardwalk Mickey sugar cookie, a giant gingerbread Mickey cookie, there's gluten-free and plant-based gingerbread Mickey cookies as well, a Hardison peppermint marshmallow, a carnival bark, and gingerbread frost cocktail. This is the 11th year that the Contemporary Bakery team has created a masterpiece at Disney's Contemporary Resort, so how appropriate that it'll open on November 11th at 11 a.m. The 50th anniversary themed castle display is a Mary Blair inspired castle designed by Walt Disney Imagineers. Feature a brand new 50th anniversary overlay and 11 hidden five-legged goats. Don't forget to check out the limited edition pins, mugs, holiday ornaments, and more. There'll also be plenty of treats there as well, including a 50th anniversary gingerbread castle brick, a family tradition cookie box featuring a coconut macaroon from Chef Jeff's family, a sugar cookie from Chef Kelly's family, a butterball from Chef Amber's family, and a kitchen sink cookie representing all the cast in the bakery coming together to bring back the display. There's also a chocolate peppermint cookie, a Linzer cookie, a gluten-friendly five-legged goat sugar cookie, which I will desperately need, the dark chocolate peppermint holiday bar, hot cocoa bombs, and frozen drinks with optional alcohol floaters, a frozen coquito with a rum floater, a frozen hot chocolate with peppermint schnapps, and frozen apple cider with a fireball floater. In addition, several spots across resorts will feature new gingerbread martini with Absolute Elix vodka, rum chata cream liqueur, and gingerbread spice featuring a rim of gingerbread freshly baked in the resort bakery. You can find this delicious holiday beverage at the Grand Floridian Cafe, Citricose and Enchanted Rose at the Grand Floridian, Boma and Sanaa at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Chef Mickey's in Outer Rim at Contemporary Resort, and dinner at Cape May at the Beach Club. And returning this year to Walt Disney World Resorts with exclusive gingerbread merchandise are pin signings with the pastry chefs. Dates and times will vary by resort. And moving over to theme parks, the American Adventure at Epcot also has a display that'll be available beginning November 25th, which recreates some classic monuments in America and Epcot with gingerbread versions of the Lincoln Memorial, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial, the American Adventure Building with Regal Eagle Smokehouse, and a festival kiosk. Because even a gingerbread display needs an Epcot festival. The gingerbread displays are not just found on land. They're also taking to the high seas with Disney Cruise Line. All five ships will continue the yearly tradition of having the talented pastry teams on board build a unique display for the ships in the atrium. The brand new Disney Wish will join in on the legacy for its inaugural holiday season with an 8-foot-tall, 8-layer masterpiece. And each gingerbread house is unique for the individual ship and the teams that participate in the competition to see which member of the fleet has the best house. Representatives of the Walt Disney Company and the Service Trades Council Union met again this week regarding negotiations about cast member wages, health care, and more. As of October 12th, they had not yet been able to reach an agreement. During the first session on November 1st, Disney presented a proposal that included $1 additional pay per year, stating they are proud of this offer. A cast member in the audience responded, quote, "That won't help me pay my rent." The union then reminded the audience that they must remain respectful and let the presenter speak. The union reviewed the proposal offline and they reconvened later in the evening. The union stated that the $1 offer is not enough considering skyrocketing rent and grocery prices. They also eliminated their request for an increased pension for those who have worked at Walt Disney World for more than 40 years because there are so few people this would affect. The union had previously asked for a $10 per week reduction in insurance, but changed their request to an $8 per week reduction. They also changed their request for Juneteenth to be considered a holiday from 2023 effective date to 2024. A representative of Local 362 also said that the union's proposal regarding child bonding is a deal breaker. Disney had only previously addressed this once, saying that they aren't interested. The meeting ended for Disney to review the new proposal. We've yet to hear a response. They've yet to hear a response from Disney management on the subject. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the Wigs members watching who make this show happen every week. In a stroke of almost impossible luck, Federal Postal Inspector Jeff Andre found himself at the right place at the right time. Andre was on vacation at Walt Disney World right before Halloween. And while in Disney's Animal Kingdom, Andre spotted a fugitive that authorities had been searching for, Quayshawn Burton, a man from New York who had been on the run for nearly a year. Amid the thousands of tourists who come every day to ride Expedition Everest and stroll through Pandora, sure enough, there was Burton with his unique neck tattoo. Andre was the person who signed the complaint against Burton in 2021 in the U.S. District Court's Southern District of New York. In that federal document, Andre laid out the case against Burton. Burton was accused of stealing at least four people's identities and using their personal information to fraudulently take out government loans. Burton stole about $150,000 in forgivable federal loans intended to help struggling businesses survive 2020 at the height of the pandemic, according to court documents. Burton was accused of using an ATM and buying money orders from a New York post office to access the money after loans were approved. Quote, during the scheme charged in this case, the defendant used fraudulent email accounts, fake identification documents, bank accounts, and bank cards in the names of other individuals and stolen personal identification information in a manner that created a complex web of identities that made his crimes difficult to investigate, according to federal court documents. He was clearly demonstrated an ability to mask his true identity to evade law enforcement. So, too, has he demonstrated a willingness to lie about his identity to avoid arrest. Catching Burton, 31, was not going to be easy. Law enforcement went to arrest Burton on November 29, 2021 in Brooklyn, New York, but Burton was gone. Instead, Burton became a fugitive. Burton kept using fake identities, including when he went to Walt Disney World. Burton had a distinct neck tattoo, the letter H written in cursive. Andre recognized Burton at Animal Kingdom around 3:05 p.m. on October 20th and alerted the Orange County Sheriff's Office that a fugitive was inside the park. The sheriff's report doesn't say where in Animal Kingdom Burton was first noticed. The sheriff's office verified Andre was who he said he was and confirmed Burton was a wanted man. The deputy saw Burton's photograph to make sure it was the right person. More than an hour went by until the sheriff's office confronted Burton, and Disney security apparently tracked Burton, who was then outside Animal Kingdom and waiting at a bus stop with two of his family members, according to a sheriff's report. See, it's good that those buses take so long, folks. Burton's freedom was fleeting. The sheriff's deputy wrote, quote, I advised Quayshawn that I needed to speak with him about the possible suspicious activity he was involved in, and he questioned why he needed to provide his identification. Later, I advised him he was a subject of a warrant, and when I attempted to secure him, he began tensing up and bracing his arms. I informed him multiple times to place his hands behind his back. He refused. Due to Quayshawn's resistance, I placed my chest to his side and my arms around his hips and took him to the ground to safely secure him. Quayshawn refused to identify himself during my investigation, but based on his resistance, he was charged with resisting an officer without violence. Burton, who was visiting the theme parks under a fake name, refused to admit he was Quayshawn Burton after his fingerprints proved his true identity, according to federal documents. He was taken to Orange County Jail and transferred to federal custody. On October 27, Magistrate Judge David Baker ruled Burton could be released as long as he had GPS monitoring and underwent pretrial supervision back in New York, among other conditions. The magistrate judge made the ruling during a detention hearing in the Middle District of Florida. However, federal prosecutors from New York are fighting that decision, calling Burton an extreme risk of flight and should remain in custody. This is one of the most interesting stories we've ever read on this show that just happened to run into. I don't know. I feel like throughout my life, I've run into people I know from all over the place at Disney World. This is the most extreme version of that. A new Donald Duck Munchling plush is available at the World of Disney in Disney Springs, and guests can get a matching cake from Amorette's Patisserie next door. Chef Stefan Reamer was on site to meet guests. Reamer had signed every plush box, and cast members expect the plush to run out, though. They may be gone by the time you're watching this. It's $19.99 for the Munchling plush. They're, of course, scented, and Donald smells faintly of blueberry, and he resembles a cupcake. And to match this, there's a Donald Duck Munchling cake for $14. It's vanilla chiffon cake, Japanese sponge roll, yuzu curd, yuzu chantilly, a caramel ganache, blueberry jam, and jalapeno gel. The review on our website. I don't like munchlings, but the cake is cute. Every month, Gideon's Bakehouse at Disney Springs has a new limited edition cookie flavor. In November of 2022, guests can enjoy the pumpkin bread chocolate crumb cookie. The limited edition menu for the month features a boy they called Pumpkin Fists. I feel like they're just toying with us at this point. The character has giant fists and stands in a pumpkin patch. The story of Pumpkin Fists, I can't anymore, is on the back of the menu along with the list of the cookie, cake, and cold brew flavors available. The story reads, oh boy, long ago in a distant land lived a young boy with two enormous hands. People in town mocked him each day, eventually casting the poor boy away. And left alone in a field of dust and sand, he began planting pumpkin seeds with his two giant hands. Then, with the famine of 1898, he returned to town to help fill every plate. He arrived with enough pumpkins to feed one and all. And that's how a boy they called Pumpkin Fists became a hero that fall. I can't. The cookie, the pumpkin bread chocolate crumb cookie, is $6. The review on our website. Oh, Pumpkin Fists. Disney's Contemporary Resort. I can't get over Pumpkin Fists. Disney's Contemporary Resort will begin hosting a new Disney Vacation Club exclusive fireworks dessert party later this month. Pumpkin Fists will not be attending. He's not a member. The Enchantment at the Top dessert party will take place in the Top of the World Lounge of Villain's Lair. It'll include a dessert buffet, adult beverage options for guests 21 and older, exclusive lounge access, and reserved fireworks viewing at the Top of the World. The party will begin on Friday nights, beginning November 18, 2022. Reservations are accepted up to 60 days in advance, and check-in starts 90 minutes before fireworks begin. Enchantment at the Top dessert party will be $89 per adult, $49 per child plus tax. Eligible DVC using their memberships to stay at a Walt Disney World owned and operated hotel can book the dessert party by calling member services at 800-800-9800. The Wicked Wind Down package for Disney Vacation Club members is also still available, mind you. Marvel Day at Sea will return bigger than ever to Disney Cruise Line next year, this time on the Disney Dream instead of the Disney Magic. Disney Cruise Line has announced more details about the experience, including all the characters who will appear. Marvel Day at Sea sailings will set out from Miami, Florida in January, February, and March of 2023. They'll include Marvel meet and greets, stage shows, special screenings, merchandise, food and beverage, and activities. And for the first time, more than 30 superheroes and villains will be featured during Marvel Day at Sea. Here's who you can expect to see. Captain America Sam Wilson, Captain America Steve Rogers, the Mighty Thor, Shang-Chi, Miss Marvel, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Kate Bishop, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, Thor, Loki, and Black Widow. An updated version of the Marvel Nighttime Spectacular Heroes Unite will debut. The show will assemble an unprecedented lineup of Marvel characters for a time-warping, multiverse-spanning adventure, culminating in an epic battle with Marvel villains. In the Walt Disney Theater, guests can see a new demonstration of the Mystic Arts during Strange Academy, a spellbinding spectacular. The show will feature Doctor Strange, Agatha Harkness, and the first-ever appearance of Sorcerer Supreme Wong. At the Kids Club in the upper decks, young recruits will hone their superhero skills and training with Captain America Steve Rogers, Black Widow, Hawkeye, and Hawkeye Kate Bishop. Returning to Marvel Day at Sea, guests can suit up as their favorite Marvel character for the costume bash, join Disney friends for Mickey and Minnie's superhero celebration, and dance the night away with Star-Lord and Gamora at the adult-exclusive Ravagers Dance Party. There are in total 9 five-night itineraries for Marvel Day at Sea. You can read them all at WDWNT.com. Following their introduction of the paid FastPass replacement, Disney Premier Access last year, Tokyo Disney Resort has announced their new nighttime spectacular, Believe Sea of Dreams, will have a paid seating system under Disney Premier Access. The paid viewing area will cost 2,500 yen, about $16.91 in U.S. dollars for the 30-minute show. It'll be available starting the premiere day, November 11th. There are two options for how seating will work, with peak days to use System B and days with lower anticipated attendance using System A. We'll tell you the difference at WDWNT.com. This change locks the vast majority of viewable area for Believe Sea of Dreams behind a paywall or lottery, leaving guests who are unlucky or unwilling to pay up out to dry. Prior to COVID-19, a small viewing area off guest pathways was reserved for vacation package holders, but the harbor was otherwise entirely open for all guests. In Believe Sea of Dreams, Disney and Pixar friends remind dreamers to keep on believing and making their wishes come true. The show takes place on Mediterranean Harbor at Disney Sea, where the waters are transformed into a sea of dreams, a place filled with wishing stars that appear whenever someone makes a heartfelt wish. The show features large boats gliding dynamically over the water's surface, bright lasers and searchlights illuminating the night sky, and for the first time ever, images projected on the walls of Tokyo DisneySea Hotel MiraCosta surrounding half of the harbor. Performance space is further enhanced by the characters from the Disney and Pixar films and the performances of dancers, allowing us to feel as if they've stepped into their favorite stories. Of course, we will bring you the very first performances of this show in just a week's time. This is the last show. I'm going to be on for about a week and a half. Eric Morton will be filling in. I'll be going out there to help Spencer cover that. And also on the Universal Parks News Today side, we're going to be covering the first Christmas celebration in Super Nintendo World. So stay tuned for all of that. We saw progress on Arendelle Castle for Arendelle World of Frozen at Hong Kong Disneyland recently, and now Disney has released official close-up photos of construction. The castle is almost complete and will be topped with icy ornamentation soon. Close-up shots show the geometric snowflake-esque patterns on the rooftop. An even closer look reveals details on the roofs and balconies of the castle. Arendelle World of Frozen is set to open in the second half of 2023 at Hong Kong Disneyland. For the absolute latest on these stories and all the ones that didn't make the show today, be sure to check out WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV, or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.